Your Day program, where we do more than an adequate job of bringing you into the day with the issues of the day, the events of the day, the important stories of the day, information that you can use in the news, and then try to figure out what it means to you. That's the case most of the time. Consider this, by the way, Richie is here and Kenny is here. And Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few minutes. Later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown, we're going to continue our focus on fear, the fear factor, how to change around your thinking so you'll be happy instead of being full of fear like most of us are at one point in time or another. Speak for yourself, Doug. I have my fearful moments, and so does everybody else, I think. It's what you do with us. Moment. Yeah, you can't let it run your life. That's a good way of putting it, Richie. Meanwhile, think about this for a second as we think about things that we're finding out today. There's a story from The Guardian in the UK about two pilots on an Airbus that fell asleep while they were at 38,000 feet. The plane was on autopilot, but the ground was trying to get to them, and all they heard was, what was it? How did you put it, Kenny? So how'd you like to be? Put yourself, nobody knew. I mean, the plane landed and everything was okay. And I'm trying to find out what the airline was. Have anybody found out what the airline was? Michael?
No, I couldn't find it either.
No, nobody's telling anybody what the airline is.
But here is the one we hear about, we know about.
Yeah, right.
How many of these things do you think happen that we never, ever hear about? I'm sure this happens every single day.
Yeah, well, it's very, when you consider in America alone, there are 5,000 plus flights a day crisscrossing the country, north, south, east, and west. How much of this stuff, especially the long haul, short haul stuff, wouldn't likely happen to an airline like Southwest, because theirs is really, most of their flights are 2-3 hours and not much longer than that. There's no cross country transcon stuff. But if you're, you know, traveling on a plane, let's say from Boston to Miami, or from Washington to San Diego, or New York to Los Angeles, something like that, it's conceivable. Especially if it's nighttime. Well, these guys, you do these red eyes, and you get up in the air, and you're headed east, and you put the thing on autopilot. Nighty night, boys and girls.
You would think they work out a little plan to where one of them says, okay, I'm going to take a little nap. You watch it for the next hour or two.
Yeah, exactly. You would think that they would do that, Richie. Yes, you would think that. All right, so that's one item of interest. A partial government shutdown next week would still leave the major parts of the health care law in place and rolling along. So Obamacare is still on track in spite of Ted Cruz and all of the rhetoric and the yamma yamma that has been wasted on that whole thing. It's a conversation point, but other than that, it was a stunt. And a lot of people think it was pretty stupid. Whatever. You may like them, you may not like them, you may think it's important, not important, whatever. There are all kinds of opinions on that. 888-302-3684. Those opinions continue at facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Twitter. Right, Kenny?
Oh, absolutely. Andrew says, why should we cheer someone who is clearly wasting his and our time?
Yeah.
Yvonne says he just likes hearing himself talk for publicity.
So what else is new with guys like that?
And Charles says it's nice to see a leader who does what he was elected to do, represent the will of the people.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to stand with Charles, because whether he be right or be wrong or be off the hook or whatever it is, the guy's out there alone on an island, and he says, you know what? I'm going to say what I believe, and I don't care what anybody else says.
Yeah, but I don't know. Does he really believe it, or is it just a stunt so he gets more publicity than Rand Paul this week, because both of them want to run for president?
He's probably going to write his own ticket out of his office, and he doesn't care.
Well, okay.
And I kind of dig that.
All right, good. 888-302-3684. Iran and good news signaling it wants to talk. Somehow or other, the Americans became the bad guys the other day, but the Iranians are not underscoring it. There was a problem. You know, last week the announcement was made that President Obama was going to meet with the new president of Iran. And there were a lot of people who were optimistic. The news media says, wow, this is great. Okay. And then Obama puts a condition on it, and they sort of hem and haw and squirm around about it because they wanted to talk about nuclear stuff. And the Iranians didn't say no. They didn't say yes. They just thought that the conversation was going to be about you know, general interest stuff. So anyway, by the time they got it discussed, the two guys were off in another direction. They didn't get together. So now there is more interest in dealing with these international concerns about the nuclear program and what they want. This new president wants to ease the economic sanctions that have crippled Iran. And he's
Ahmadinejad drove them into the ground economically,
right.
And now they got to dig a way out of it.
Right. Yep. And that's what they're smart enough to figure out. 888-302-3684. Also, there is a new alliance to talk about that basically boosts Assad's claim that he's battling a bunch of extremists in his country. Two dozen factions, in fact, including one linked to Al-Qaeda. They have renounced any ties to the Western-backed opposition group. So they want Islamic law. They are not part of the original group that started all of this, but they've come in to take advantage of it. Can you imagine what an unbelievable mess that country is at the moment with all these warring factions? It's a vacuum.
We were talking about the weapons being sent to the rebel groups and why it's taking so long. And this is one of the reasons it's taking so long is because they're trying to figure out which rebel groups are the actual moderate rebel groups and which ones are these extremist Taliban or not Taliban, Al-Qaeda backed groups.
Yeah. Right. And that is the problem. All right. So food for thought, thinking about what's going on in the world, that's part of our mission here on Good Day. Another part of our mission is to inform you as to very important things that are going on and things that will be helpful to you. So medical news and the medical theme of the week has to do with eating before you go to bed. We'll talk with Dr. Ken Kronaus in a few moments here on Good Day.
At NBC, we hear what the critics are saying about the Michael J. Fox Show, and we wonder, why call them critics when they say such nice things? The Associated Press raves the Michael J. Fox Show strikes a fresh, funny tone. That's not too critical. The Daily Beast calls the Michael J. Fox Show the comedy to beat. Ouch, that didn't hurt. It's been honored as the Critics' Choice Most Exciting New Series. Thanks, critics.
Can I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
And I see a Parkinson's.
Either way.
The Michael J. Fox Show premieres tonight, 9, 8 Central on NBC.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
A moment of silence now for Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's a Yankees fan. Okay, that's
enough. It's been a rough night.
Been a rough year if you're a Yankees fan. Red Sox, meanwhile, how are we doing in the Red Sox department, Michael?
Best record in baseball.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here on the Good Day program to discuss not sports in the baseball season, but things that have to do with your medical realities, a number of things to report on from some of the major periodicals that he reads, plus a question on our theme of the weekend. Let's start with this. Is it healthy to eat before going to bed? I've asked all of our other medical folks for input here. Yours will be taken seriously. There are a lot of people who go to the fridge and they feel guilty after 8 o'clock. It isn't so much how much you eat, it's what it is, isn't it? I mean, rather than just saying, no, you shouldn't eat before you go to bed, isn't there some way of dividing it all up in terms of consideration?
Let me try not to beg the question.
Absolutely not. You should not eat within 3 hours of going to sleep unless you want to have reflux, all that acid come up and wake up with a horrible stomach. And also, if you want to put on weight, that's another way not to lose weight. So especially to avoid GE, gastroesophageal reflux disease, what doctors call GERD, G-E-R-D, and also to help with the weight reduction, wait 3 hours and then go to sleep.
All right. There's Dr. Ken's advice. Dr. Ken, by the way, brought to you by the folks who bring you PT9. We'll talk about that in a moment, how important it is to keep your prostate healthy. Meanwhile, a lot of people around the country are getting their first look at what they're likely to be paying for health insurance and how it affects a practitioner like you who has a private practice, a clinic of your own, a cardiology specialty shop, if you will, in Central Florida. So what are Floridians, to start with them, and we have half a dozen or more stations in Florida, so this input might be interesting as a harbinger to what other people around the country are going to have to pay, Ken.
Well, in the last couple of days, Doug, the government has let it be known what the average monthly cost is going to be and what some of the states are going to be paying if you buy your health insurance from them. And the number being thrown out is the average is $328 a month, and that is exactly what it's going to be in Florida. Florida is average. And the problem is they haven't given all the details. A lot of the news sources have asked the government, and they say in the printing is such things as they declined to provide additional details. The problem is that somebody has to pay for this. And although the numbers look fairly good for many, the big question is, are we going to be spending more on deductibles, co-payments, or co-insurance, or are these plans actually going to provide any doctors who are going to accept low reimbursements, and you get what's called a narrow network, where is your doctor that you want actually in the plan that you're offered? Or are younger and healthy people going to be forced to buy comprehensive insurance products and pay much more than what they had been paying in the past? So the big question is, who's going to pay for this? The other question is, are the taxpayers going to pay for this? Because in this plan, people making up to $90,000 per year get extra money from the government to help you buy health insurance to lower what they're quoting. So the big question is, who's going to pay for this? Is it going to be the taxpayer? Is it going to be the young and healthy people? Or are these insurance programs going to be so weak that all of us are going to pay extra in our co-payments, our co-insurance, or our deductibles? Stay tuned. We'll find out.
And one thing is for sure, after the stunting of Ted Cruz didn't make any difference, Obamacare still is going to get funded. So it's left to be seen how it's going to affect people. It'll continue to sort of trail out, but there's some food for thought for you. Speaking of food for thought, feeding your prostate is a very simple and important thing as men grow older. There are a lot of reasons to use PT9, Ken.
Doug, question for all the guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. They help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
Here's how you get PT9 for yourself. Try it risk-free. 800-811-6931. Feed your prostate. Keep it healthy. Keep yourself in bed, too, and not waking up your partner all night long. 800-811-6931. That's the number for PT9.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Spell on you is a new attraction at a Pennsylvania scream park aiming to scare the pants off of you even before you go into the park. It's Shocktoberfest, a haunted scream park in Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania. They've added an attraction called Naked and Scared the Challenge. For $20, you can experience the haunted house while being completely naked. It's the first time this has ever been done anywhere in the world, says the president of Shocktoberfest. The whole idea is to create this vulnerability and get the folks who go in there to have their defenses down. Hard to scare groups. Usually have to get louder. I've seen some naked people. It's pretty scary, actually. So this is about chaos and tension and... You're not wearing clothing. Maybe this becomes a more intimate experience. The Naked and Scared Challenge. The fellow who runs this, his name is Patrick Konopelski. Has run Shocktoberfest for 22 years. He got the idea when he saw his four teenagers watching the Discovery Channel. There's a program called Naked and Afraid, which puts one man and one woman together to survive for 21 days. No food, no water, no clothing. Clothing optional. The people on the show were genuinely scared, and I thought, I'd do something like that to emulate it. So he said, I ran it by my wife. She hated the idea. But I kept going, as most husbands do. The attraction will be open every night except Sunday from this weekend until November the 3rd. Participants remove their clothing in a designated area. They got to prove, you know, who they are, show identification. And minors, because minors aren't allowed, and they can retrieve their attire at the end of the attraction, which takes about 25 minutes. Since this haunted house was announced, the guy says that he's heard some complaints. It's usually people for whom it doesn't work within their moral guidelines or people that don't fully understand it, he said. In their mind, they have created what it might be, but that's nothing more than consenting adults choosing to experience a haunted house without clothing. Nothing to do with sex, nothing to do with inappropriate behavior. It's about trying to scare people in a different way. You have to sign a waiver to participate. You go inside and these groups and you come to the attraction. Apparently, there are people who do keep their clothing on. They're not mixed with the people who are in the other conga line. This is pretty interesting, relatively clever. Kenny, what do you think?
Not for me.
No, not for me either. But all right, so the poll that we had at DougSteffen.com asks you, or asked you because it was yesterday when this came to the surface, would you go through a haunted house if you had to be naked? Let's see here. 28% said, no, it sounds creepy, beyond creepy. 26% said, I don't like haunted houses with or without clothing. That's me. Let's see. 18% said, I might try it once. 15% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said, yeah, it would make this a more exciting event. 13% said, I doubt it, unless there was nobody else there. So you go in by yourself. But nobody else goes in. Anyway, the poll was kind of telling, but the story remains a rather interesting way to think about what to do as a haunted house. I'm going to bet there'll be some copycats in other places in the country, for sure. All right, so that's the story. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check things out at DougSteffen.com.
Do you have some of these symptoms?
Asking people to repeat things constantly. Having a lot of difficulty hearing, especially in the presence of background noise. Ringing in the ears.
Or feeling like your ears are very clogged. Maybe you're always cranking up the volume on your TV. Well, the chances are you've got hearing loss. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Actually, things such as social withdrawal or depression or anxiety can also be a sign of a hearing loss, too.
Dr. Ellen Finkelstein is a New York City audiologist.
You miss things, you appear that you're not sharp, where it's not in fact necessarily the case. The perception of somebody with a hearing loss is, could be, gee, they're not quite getting it.
But now, hearing aids are so sophisticated. There are many digital computers calibrated to your specific hearing needs.
Cosmetically discreet, funky colors.
And they're so small, they're not very noticeable. Check the links on our website. Some even come in purple, red, or blue. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
To what's going on as the blue skies come into your life every day, even though there are clouds on the horizon that come from some of the news of the day, things that we talk about that we want to, put a perspective on, and then move into other areas of your life that are important. Dr. Joy Brown is going to address fear with us as I continue to tout this new book, The Thing You Think You Cannot Do. We have at Facebook.com the posting of the book, information about it, and hopefully ideas will come to you from checking out the ideas that are there. It's all about ideas, changing ideas, exchanging ideas. And as a matter of fact, in a moment, I'm going to tell you who won this month's contest. The presenter... shall I do it now? No, let me do a couple of headlines, and then let's do the winner of this week's Dream Big America contest. Actually, the winner this week is the winner for the month. Gets about $20,000 in prizes, cash, and promotional stuff. Meanwhile, people are talking still about Ted Cruz ending his speech. People getting angry in the Senate. They voted to avert the government shutdown anyway. 100, including all of Cruz included, vote together. So what is this all about? What a bunch of baloney, right? How many people think it was baloney? Yeah. Other people think he's a great American. So?
Well, a lot of people say how it was admirable that he stood up for his beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine, but the other side of that is then he didn't, after he did his 20-year speech, he didn't stand up. He went along with everybody else and voted against the thing that he'd been railing on and on about.
Yeah, kind of silly. All right, so that's that. The situation in Kenya is fluid. Another attack, different part of the country. More of the same, shoot 'em up. Yesterday, while we were on the air, an earthquake took place in Pakistan. 300 people were killed. 7.7 on the Richter scale. This is not connected, but yet you think about this area of the world that's been clobbered by that typhoon it hit the southern coast of China. Obviously, Pakistan is inland a great deal. But the influence or the effect of all of this has got to be pretty dismaying for the people in that part of the world. This was a very severe earthquake, in that these parts of the world have no real construction design. They don't have building codes. So if something like this happens, kaboom, everything falls apart. So that's why so many people get hurt in these areas. Relief area. This is an area that runs from the Arabian Sea into the inland area of Pakistan. Remote areas, though. Really remote. All right, so there's something that people are talking about. People are talking about California. Lawmakers there saying yes to a bill that will increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour there by January 2016, which you have seen before. Remember that sucking sound that Ross Perot used to talk about? The sucking sound was the jobs going away in California. Washington State, by the way, has the highest minimum wage at the moment, $9.19 an hour. The people who are for this say it will benefit the poor and working class. Nonsense. It'll hurt them because they'll get thrown out of their jobs. Companies will leave. Companies are leaving California in droves now because it's too doggone expensive to do business in California. If you're an entrepreneur, what do you want to be in California for? You want them telling you what to pay somebody who may or may not be worth? A person is worth what they get paid because of what they earn or what they can do, not because some government fiat says, stamp here, you'll all get paid the same. So you want to continue to screw around with California's economic future, keep pulling stunts like that there, boys and girls. And I guess along these lines, I'm concerned about a number of things that are going on attitudinally in our country. That's one of them. Another one of them is brought about by the realities of prejudice in our country. Yesterday, the Senate made history, and I'm troubled by the fact that they did in this way. They voted to confirm Todd Hughes to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Our 2020 News Corps question for you is, why did the Senate make history? What about that vote confirming Todd Hughes to the Court of Appeals is historical? You got a couple of minutes to call us for a swell prize, 888-302-3684. Why was it historical that Todd Hughes was confirmed to the Court of Appeals? He was confirmed 98-0. He is unique. Let's put it that way. Why is it that he is considered unique by some? And this, as you can imagine, is why I am troubled by this whole thing. 888-302-3684. Why is it that Todd Hughes is in the news? It is not because he was appointed to the Court of Appeals. It is because of something else that is connected to him. 888-302-3684. And one more bit of, I guess, in the food for thought department with the discussion of the minimum wage and the sucking sound of the jobs going away, or really what is the intent here? Is it to bring more illegals into our country? That's what's going to happen because people are not going to pay $9-$10 an hour for wages where people will work for $7 an hour, and that's what the illegals do. So I guess from the is it just me or are we really screwed up department, think about this for a moment as you think about what I just said regarding the minimum wage. To vote in Mexico, Kenny, every eligible Mexican citizen has to prove with a tamper-proof photo ID card and with a thumbprint that has an embossed hologram on it that you are a citizen of Mexico. Every citizen in Mexico required to personally enroll and show proof of birth or proof of citizenship in order to get one of these cards to enable them to vote. Applicants are required to personally return to collect their voting credentials. That is, you go in, they take your picture, you do the stuff, next day you go back and get your credentials. You have to go get them. So how is it that we in America can't upgrade to Mexican standards without being called a racist nation? Maybe it's because one political party is dependent on voter fraud. Huh? I'm not going to tell you which party it is, because I think they both are, or they both would like to be. I think they both would like to be. But how screwed up is that? Right? How screwy is that? That they have to vote with proof, and yet they can come here and be illegal and vote, and nobody cares who they are.
I have never understood why it is that I can walk into my polling place, and I have lived, I've been in radio a long time, I've lived in a lot of states, and this has been the case everywhere I've lived. I can walk in and tell them who I am, and they will open up the scrolls, and half the time I will point to which name is mine.
Yeah, me too.
They'll say, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I do that all the time for people who don't know me that are at the polling booth. They absolutely do it that way.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't get it.
Answer to the 2020 news quiz, and Dr. Joy Brown comes in to discuss fear.
And the Dream Big America winner.
Oh, should we do that now?
Yeah.
Let's do
everybody's waiting
to find out who the winner is. The winner this week in our Dream Big America contest, and for those of you who may not be in tune with this, you can listen to the contestants in the audio file, what do we call that part?
Audio highlights,
that's what it is. I should remember that by now. At DougStephan.com. This guy has been somebody we've been talking about all month. He was, I think, the first winner in the first week of September, and now that we've had the finals, we put together, this is what we do. We have three contestants each week, a winner for the first 3 weeks in the month, and then at the end of the month, we put the three winners together, come up with a monthly winner, and this person is now entitled to get a really nice prize package, thanks to our compadres here that are working with us to help promote Dream Big America, and that's entrepreneurship in America. Cash resources in excess of $19,000 go to Michael Bizet, who has come up with Jar with a Twist. Here he is to explain how it works.
I like to introduce Jar of the Twist by describing it like this. Imagine that a push pop and a chapstick got married and had a baby. Their child would be Jar of the Twist. Now, to help describe how it works, I want you guys to imagine yourselves holding what feels like a traditional jar. Go ahead and take it out of the pantry and remove the top. With your hand, feel the bottom. You grip an ergonomic handle running across the bottom of the cylindrical jar, and it's part of the rotating bottom platform that fits snugly into the threads on the inside of the cylindrical part of the jar that you're holding. Now, this is where the magic happens. Start twisting the platform you're holding onto and be amazed as it glides smoothly upwards along threads on the inside of the jar, pushing everything above it upwards. Your condiment jars will always be exactly as full as you would like them to be, and for that matter, so will your tubs of cosmetic products, car grease, or anything else you could ever imagine being put into a jar.
All right. So, Michael Bizet, jarwithatwist.com, is the winner, and that's his website.
You very cool.
Check this out. It is a very cool idea. Good for him. And he now gets a lot of help. Almost $20,000 between the cash and the various things that are helped, that are put in here to help entrepreneurs get themselves into a position of being more successful. He'll be successful because he got a great idea. Speaking of great ideas, Dr. Joy Brown joins us in 60 seconds here on Good Day with a discussion of fear. We'll also have the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question coming right up here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
888-302-3684, the number called by people who want to have us understand why the Senate made history this week by voting to confirm Todd Hughes to the U.S. Court of Appeals. Let's see here, who called the first? I think Steve in Leonardtown, Maryland. Have I ever spoken to you before, Steve?
No, sir.
Well, glad to have you on the Good Day program. Glad to have you on the air with us. Why is it that Todd Hughes made history, or that vote was history?
It's my understanding that he made history because he is gay.
He's the first openly gay circuit judge to be appointed. He'd been a deputy director in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department and then was moved on. I find it troubling, and I'm not sure that you, I don't know whether you and I would agree. I'm troubled by it.
I agree with you on that because I think his sexual preference should have no bearing on it being special. It should be because of his achievements.
Yep, exactly. Karen, do you agree with that?
Well, I'm troubled for different reasons than that.
Right.
I don't think that's why he was chosen, but I think that's probably why he's, you know, making big news, and it's just a reflection of what's going on in our country.
What are you troubled by, though? I'm not clear on what troubles you about this.
Well, I'm not sure that he was appointed because he's openly gay, but the news surrounding it and celebrating it is what's more troubling.
Because we ought not be considering this as a big deal? No, okay, so we agree.
Yeah.
We all agree.
Right, yeah.
This has become a cause celeb, and the fact that he's gay is no more important than women running for office, the first woman for this and the first gay for that. It's the first Muslim who does it, the first guy with one eye. I mean, all of these things that separate us from our humanity are pretty despicable, frankly, and so we bring it to the table because it's something to be aware of, and so I'm happy, Karen, to have spoken to you. Steve, you were on first, so we'll give you a swell prize. Thank you. Let's bring in Dr. Joy Brown for a few minutes of discussion here on the Good Day program. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Dr. Joy is on the air noon to 3 every day.
A lot of great stations. So I can't hear you now.
Oh, you can't?
Oh, there you go. Now try again.
I'm going to try it. If at first you don't succeed.
Guys, we may want to do this on the phone because you're going in and out on me.
So she can't hear us, so that is not a good thing. Michael, you want to see if you can handle that? Although, we only have a couple of minutes. Can you hear me now, Joy? I would have thought this is normal stuff here. Apparently not. All right, Michael, I tell you what we'll do. Why don't you see if she's available and we'll talk to her later on, because this is what I want to talk about is important, and I don't want it to be put into a corner, put us in a corner. So, Joy, thank you. Have a good day. 11 before the hour. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, improve their confidence. And so the better you look, it turns out, the better you will feel about yourself, and the better people, there's a perception about how you know that. There are a lot of perceptions when it comes to how people look in general. People look at a picture of you and they'll judge, are you this age, that age? And some of it has to do with the way your teeth look. If your teeth are ugly, yellow, stained, it's like if you don't have all your teeth. People look at you and they think, ooh, wow. And it does affect people, never mind how old you look or how people think you are, but in general, it really is not very productive to have ugly teeth. You know it, and I know it. That's why I use Power Swabs, and I recommend that you do the same. Power Swabs are the clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter. You put on, there's two tubes, they come together, you'll get this kit. There's a blue tube and a white tube. Minute of the blue tube, minute of the white tube. 5 minutes later, your teeth become whiter. You keep doing that over the course of 7 days, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever, and your teeth really will get whiter and brighter. So if you've smoked, had too much to drink, you have all kinds of things that are related to eating blueberries, which will affect your enamel, drinking too much tea and coffee, all that stuff, get rid of it with the solution, which is Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. You call now to order Power Swabs. You get a free stain-out quick sticks that work at the last minute to help your teeth get even whiter as you go into a meeting or meet somebody special. 800 800- 865-7602. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get free shipping along with that Stain Out Quick Stick. Power Swabs, whitening up your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
About you, Kenny. Am I imagining this? It seems that Greece gets a lot of attention on this program for various reasons. Today it's Olivia Newton-John's 65th birthday. But is that just me, or am I just more conscious of it?
This was a big, I forget the specific anniversary, but this was a big year for Greece.
It was. You mean the year 2013, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think this is like a 35th anniversary year.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe it's been that many years.
I know. Right, she and Travolta together. Look at the way their careers have gone, the two of them, since this is pretty interesting. Hopelessly Devoted to You is the music. We start Movie Moments with movie music. Olivia Newton-John from the movie Grease, obviously. Thus the discussion. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and Professor His Eminence Chuck Curry is here. He's the movie man.
Do you remember doing a film that Travolta and Olivia Newton-John reteamed, I think 3 years later, bombed at the box office?
No, I don't even remember the title of it. What was it?
It was a movie called Two of a Kind.
No, don't remember that at all.
Gene Hackman was the voice of God. It didn't do well. It had some entertainment value. The chemistry's good, but the film is very silly.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, just because a film is silly, that doesn't mean it's bad.
No, it doesn't mean it's bad. No, not at all.
Not a good silly movies around. Yeah. All right, anyway, let's get to our movie contest today. Another swell prize will be yours when you dial up 888-302-DOUG to identify this movie. This is another movie that we seem to dust off at least once a year, Kenny, because it was big for a lot of reasons, including the musical connections, the stars. All were kind of young at the time. To a person, they all turned out to be significant stars, too, didn't they?
Yeah, sure did.
I'm trying to think of somebody that's in the movie that didn't, and I can't come up with a name. This may have been their launch pad, was it, for a couple of them, I think, anyway, was a launch pad to success.
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, like Goldblum, wasn't this the sort of first thing he did that was any significant?
And I'm not sure if it was his very first, but it was definitely it was a big one to get him rolling.
Yeah, everybody knows the movie already. We haven't even played an excerpt from it yet. All right, yeah. Michael, hit the first clue.
I mean, it's about everything. Suicide, despair, where did our hope go? Lost hope, that's it, lost hope. Yeah, well, you think everything's boring. You know, I mean, you wouldn't say that if it was the lost hope diet.
Let me get my fly swatter out. There's a hint. How do you like that one for a hint, Chucker?
That's good. Does anybody have a better line delivery than him?
I think he's good. I was surprised when he did Law and Order. And they didn't seem to like it because he only lasted one season, right? Was it one or two seasons? At any rate.
I think he came back for half a season in the second season, but probably the movie roles dried up and he needed to do TV.
That happens sometimes. 888-302-3684. Name of the movie gets you the swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments and can figure out first person with the right answer wins, here's the next clue.
It was easy back then. No one ever had a cushier birth than we did. It's not surprising our friendship could survive that. It's only out here in the world that it gets tough.
Hmm. Didn't he play an anchor later in his career?
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did.
All right, there we go. 888-302-3684. I don't think I'm going to... Is the last one so easy, Kenny? Is it a giveaway? Not that the whole thing isn't a giveaway.
I'm not sure. Huh? I'm not sure if it's a giveaway or not.
Play the next cut, Michael. Last cut.
Getting away from you people is the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, how much sex, fun, friendship can one man take?
Uh-huh. Double K. One more and he'd be a Ku Klux Klanner. Right? That voice? Very good actor, though. Who's underrated? I thought his best role was Dave. Anybody agree with me?
I love him in Dave.
That's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's very good.
Really good movie. All right, Chucker, let's get to the movie news, pal.
All right, Doug. Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin were reportedly top choices to star in a remake of the 1979 heist comedy Going in Style. The original star, George Burns, Lee Strasberg, and Art Carney. I think Freeman, Caine, and Alan Arkin would make a terrific pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be first online to see that film. Other new filming currently underway on the Will Smith-produced remake of Annie, the little girl who starred in Beast of the Southern Wild, will star as Annie. Jamie Foxx, Danny Warbucks, and Cameron Diaz as Miss Hannigan. They will be out December 19th of 2014. So.
That's it?
Any remake in the works. And also one other bit of TV news. Robert De Niro signing on to replace the late James Gandolfini in the HBO series Criminal Justice.
Really?
It's based on a BBC series about an ailing ambulance chasing lawyer. Sort of reminds me of The Verdict with Paul Newman. So Robert De Niro.
All right. Lynch. Kevin, who's in Lynchburg. What's the name of the movie?
The Fly.
Really? You know, you were not the only one who chose that movie thinking of Goldblum because what I said about the fly swatter. You're going to find out that you were not correct. Todd has the right answer. What is it, Todd?
It's The Big Chill.
The Big Chill. It is The Big Chill, number one movie during this week in 1983.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.